You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 53. Today, I am sharing the best places to market yourself for free. And trust me, as a bargain hunter, there is nothing better than seeing value for $0. So today, I'm going to lead you through four different ways that you can market yourself for free and utilize these marketing strategies within your business for the years to come. Trust me, an ad budget of $0 does not mean that you can't market yourself. I will walk you through the tips, tricks, and strategies on how to leverage the things that you are likely already using.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast with Jenna Kutcher, the live workshop style business podcast for creative girl bosses. So you can train from the experts how to dig in, do the work, and tackle your goals along the way. Here's your host, photographer, educator, artist, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
This episode of the Gold Digger Podcast is sponsored by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is the management software that I use to stay organized, manage invoices, get paid, and give every client an elevated, unforgettable experience. HoneyBook is offering 20% off exclusively for Gold Digger listeners. Just go to honeybook.com/golddigger to get started and get your life back today. Hey guys, it's Jenna Kutcher, and today I'm really excited to share some of my favorite tips and strategies in knowing how to market yourself for free. Now, trust me, marketing is a word that makes us feel a little clammy, and suddenly we turn from a normal human being to a screaming car salesman at the drop of a hat. And we don't even know where that comes from. Marketing means something different for all of us, but today I want to share some of the ways that you can market yourself for free. So whether you're just starting out or you're ready to scale your business to greater heights, I want to walk you through some of the best ways that you can leverage the free ability to get the word out about what you're doing, what you're selling, or what you're offering. Now, over the years, we've watched marketing continue to evolve and grow, and we as entrepreneurs are often focused to pivot as the platforms continue to change and our reach is constantly affected. Today, I want to walk you through a few ways that you can be marketing yourself for free and help get your marketing working for you and not against you. I went to school for business and communications with an emphasis in PR, and I also studied economics. And so my whole foundation as an entrepreneur was based and footed in marketing. I remember being obsessed with learning about the psychology of marketing, how different companies would strategically place messaging or brand representatives into their ads to appeal to different audiences. And I loved all of the dorky ways that different stores would lay out all of their merchandise in a way that would lead the consumer to purchase more. All of that stuff, like, I geeked out over. And so it only makes sense that when I started as an entrepreneur, I really leveraged the ability to market myself for free and challenge myself to think outside of the box when I was bootstrapping things, because let's be honest, I had pretty much a $0 budget. Now, over the last 6 years, I've obviously been known as a photographer, and for the last 4 years, I've been able to run my six-figure photography business on a $0 ad budget. Now, as a bargain hunter, nothing makes me happier than getting things for free. And so today I'm going to walk you through some of the strategies that I've used in order to get the word out about my photography business. And of course, I'll be using that as an example, but I invite you and encourage you that anytime you hear me mention photography, you just insert whatever type of business it is that you're running and really challenge yourself to think about how these strategies can work for you. Because trust me, they can. All right, so I'm going to lead you through a bunch of different tips, and I'm going to walk you through the four biggest ways that you can market yourself for free and explain how I've done that and then give you the challenge of thinking about how this can work for you. So number one is the easiest one to talk about. It's the one that I teach about on all the time, which is leveraging social media. Now, social media is the fastest,
easiest way to market yourself for free. Each platform gives you a unique opportunity to reach and grow your audience, and each one holds unique ways to grow and share. Now, before you write off social media and believe the lie that you have to pay to play, I want for you to take note from the many of us who are using social media as our sole marketing machine successfully and take a few hints. Now, the true power comes from knowing your audience on each platform and serving them the content they will enjoy. A lot of times your followers followed you for a very clear reason, and so you want to make sure that whenever you are sharing content, it's the kind of stuff that makes your followers want to take action. So from blog posts to personal photos, images of your work, client stories, questions, or articles that help solve a problem, there are so many ways to reach your dream clients on social media. So I want to share a little bit about my experience with social media, and this might not be the same for you, but I want to share exactly what it's looked like for me. Now, each platform serves a very specific purpose within my business. And the crazy thing about my business is that as it has grown and evolved over time, the audiences on each platform are very different. So for instance, my Facebook fan page, people love photos. I can post blog posts, I can post podcast links, I can post things all day long, but what people truly love the most are answering my questions that I ask and images. Now think about it. Facebook is such a visual platform, and a lot of times we just scroll through the words to get to the good stuff. And it kind of makes sense because as my platform grew, everyone had known me as a wedding photographer. And so when my whole journey started to shift so that it was a multifaceted business, my Facebook audience was really centered on my wedding photography. I've tested a million different things over the years when it comes to Facebook, but when we're talking my photography business, that is where it is serving the best, Facebook. So let's talk about my blog. Now, my blog has a totally different audience than Facebook. My blog serves such a wide range of people, and we have really been very conscious in watching the demographics of my blog because, to be honest, a lot of my readers are my mom and her friends. So on the blog, I share personal stuff to reach those people who just want to stay caught up with our lives. I share business stuff for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow their businesses. And of course, I share wedding photography for past clients to see their images and future clients to imagine themselves as a Jenna Kutcher bride. Now, Instagram is another different platform, and we use it in a different way. For my Instagram audience, I have a really wide reach there. I mean, you can imagine with over 100,000 followers, you are going to hit many different types of people who are looking for many different things. And that is why I teach the Jenna Kutcher 5, why you need to not just show your work, but you have to create a brand. Now, when I talk about the Jenna Kutcher 5, for Instagram, it works so well for me because I continually show different aspects of my life and business so that each different audience can be reached at least once a week. I'll share my wedding photography, my watercolor art, our marriage, our home, our Hawaii home, our pets, different things that really connect people to me. And every follower is there for a different reason. And so when you can start to understand what really makes your followers tick and how you can serve them best on social media, you can really create a strategy that spans many different platforms. We have really gotten down into honing in on exactly what sort of content to share on which platform and when. And of course, it's taken time. But if you need to know where to begin, it's really important to look at your level of engagement on your last 5 posts. See what your audience is excited about. See what things are liking and commenting on. Take note of those things and create more things like that. Introduce them to new aspects of your life, but give them time to adjust to that change. Now, social media to me is the number one way to market yourself for free. I mean, we're given these platforms and the ability to reach hundreds and thousands of people. You just have to make sure that you're showing up and serving and not selling. Social media, it should be the invitation, the handshake. You should be inviting them to go a step further with you off of the apps, whatever that might look like, whether it's going to your website, reaching out to you, emailing you, submitting a contact form, however you're inviting them to do so. Number two, in terms of free marketing, is starting and growing an email list. Now, you all know that I am a giant believer in email lists, and getting started early is one of the best things I can tell you to do as an entrepreneur. It is entirely free to get started, and honestly, the cost of running a more complex email system is worth every single penny. Now, when you can grow an email list, you are able to reach your ideal clients in a more intimate way and deliver them content you know they will love. Think about it. When you're trying to sell something on social media, it feels like you are screaming into the masses. You are screaming into the void and hoping that your message lands in the laps of the right people. But when you start to grow an email list, one that people have to opt into to say, yes, I want to receive this. Yes, I want to be a part of these updates. You are reaching the exact right people, your ideal clients, when you hit send. Growing an email list and serving it weekly has been one of the best ways to advertise and market in a more personal way, and I am able to serve specific segments of my audience in ways that make their lives simpler, better, or more enjoyable. It is absolutely free to start an email list, and you just need to give people a reason to want to opt in for what you can create. If you need help on this, I have a full free training at growanemaillist.com that will walk you through why email lists are the number one way to market your business and how they can work for you. Again, that's growanemaillist.com. I have a full free training on email lists, but if you're looking for the best free advertising, free marketing strategies, I cannot tell you enough how much growing and starting an email list will change things for you. I want to share a story about email lists because we recently went through this when Drew launched his own business. Now, Drew had no entrepreneurial background. Him and I shared the same double major in college, which is where we met and took all of our classes together throughout our years at UWSP. But when it came to launching his business, the first thing we did before we even created a website or purchased a URL was start an email list for Drew. Now, this was so important, and it was a huge learning curve for him to understand, but I was certain that when the time came for him to actually sell something, if he had served people well enough and established credibility, he was going to have zero problem selling his new offers. And so we created two freebies. We created a free food prep checklist and a free 1 week of at-home workouts, and we gave them out, and we promoted them as freebies as he was starting to grow his business. Now, at the time when he launched his business, he had over 2,000 people on his email list, and he was able to fill his calendar the first week that he started offering his services because he had spent so many months fostering that community and serving them so well that when the time came, he literally just had to send out an email and say, "Hey guys, we're open for business. You can sign up here to work with me." And voila, it worked. It was the best way that we invested in our time, not money, when it came to starting Drew's business. Are you avoiding ordering business cards because you know your website is a hot mess? Maybe you haven't updated your portfolio in 2 years, you still haven't fixed those broken links, and don't even get me started about the design. Yeah, I was there. Actually, it was just a year ago, and I made a giant leap onto a new platform for me, Showit. And that's where my website lives, and I honestly couldn't be happier. It is so easy to use. I can pop in and make edits without having to contact my designer every time I notice a typo, and their drag and drop features make designing a new page so simple and easy. I have never felt more in control of my brand or less intimidated by a website. If it's time for you to make a leap, I strongly urge you to hop on over to Showit. They're offering 10% off all annual plans for all of you gold diggers out there. Just go to showit.co and put gold digger in the discount code box and kiss your website woes goodbye. Now, number three is something that is so underutilized in terms of free marketing, and that is sharing your resources and getting published. Early on in my photography career, I realized that I had two options. I could pay for advertising on my favorite blogs or publications, or I could be challenged to work hard enough to get my work featured in them for free. Obviously, I chose the second route because it was free and I'm a bargain hunter, but honestly, it was way more effective in terms of advertising. To this day, I submit articles and weddings and interviews often because of the power of getting your work in front of other audiences at a cost of $0. It is a great way to spend your time and not waste your money. So each year, I focus efforts on getting my content in front of more audiences free of charge. So how do you do this? Submit to publications, openly create articles and awesome content for other audiences. Watch for needs that platforms might have and offer to fill them. Give value for free. Be a guest on a podcast. Share, share, share. When you can show up and focus on serving others and coming at it from a place of what can I do for you, people are going to be happy to take the extra help. Now, a lot of times when you're thinking about where you can get your work published, I want for you to really do your research and do it well. It is going to absolutely not help you if you're just sending out a link and saying, hey, I created this blog post. Do you think it would be a fit for you? I want for you to really do your research and say, hey, I studied your content and I absolutely love this article you guys published. I feel like your readers would really benefit from learning this. Here's why I'm an expert in this. Here's what I can offer to teach or to help you understand. Would you be interested in me creating an article for your readers? We are constantly submitting to wedding blogs, to wedding magazines. We are reaching out for different collaborations. We're thinking about different business places that I can teach my content. We're looking at different ways that I can show up across the industry and reach a broader audience. You have to look at what other people's audiences are and align that with your biggest vision, your mission, your dream clients, and ask yourself, what can I do for them? How can I add value to their business or to their life? And get out there and just start pitching. You're going to hear no a lot of times, but those one or two times that you hear yes, it is going to be absolutely worth it. Now, again, if you are approaching someone for a collaboration, all I can challenge you to do is really do your research and come at it from a place of how I can serve you. And you are going to see some awesome results. And the best part of that is that it's entirely for free. Number four is a biggie. Encourage your past clients to do the talking. Testimonials can be one of the most important and strongest pieces of your marketing arsenal. And guess what? They don't cost you a single penny. How can you reach back out to your old clients and ask them to share about their experience with you? Remind them of how awesome you are, how fabulously you serve them, how great their experience was with you. And I mean, honestly, staying in front of your mind of your old clients, like that is an awesome way to stay in their lives and to remind them of how great you serve them. Using other people's words to describe your work is one of the most effective ways you can advertise. So give them the resources they need in order to share their experience in a way that will speak to potential clients about why they must hire you. Now, when you get a testimonial and it's awesome, I challenge you this, post it everywhere. Use it on social media, share it in your email copy, include it on your website, plaster it wherever you possibly can, because sometimes the best way to share about who you are and what you do is to allow your clients to do the talking. Now, I added a free testimonial kickstart guide, which is linked in the show notes at golddiggerpodcast.com. So if you need help crafting the best testimonials or offering a resource for your clients when you're asking them to share about your experience, please grab that there at golddiggerpodcast.com. Now, when you think about marketing, it's really easy to think about advertising. And usually advertising means spending your hard-earned cash in order to reach a giant crowd. But I want to challenge you to really think about this today. How many people do you actually need to serve this year in order to meet your income goals? For me, when I was first starting out, I was so emotionally connected to my work, but I also believed the lie that I was the right photographer for every bride and groom. Back in the day, when anyone ever would get engaged, Facebook would pop up a notification that would say, so-and-so got engaged, and you could search and find all of your friends who were recently engaged. You know what I did? I went through and I Facebook messaged every person that got engaged and I said, hey, I'm a photographer. I love shooting weddings and I would love to talk to you about potentially shooting your wedding. Was this the best approach? Maybe not, but was it free? Absolutely. And at the time, I had $0 to invest in a real ad budget. When I think about the ways that I did these things when I was first starting, I realize that I was really thinking about how I could reach people with my message. The same challenge goes to you today. Our platforms are always evolving. Our reach is significantly dropping. But instead of blaming the way those things are going, how can you really focus on just getting in front of the very few people that you actually need in order to meet your income goals? When I shifted my focus from thinking I am the right photographer for every potential bride and groom out there to understanding that I really only needed about 20 wedding clients in order to hit my six-figure goals for the year, I started to understand that I could change the way that my messaging was in order to really focus on communicating to those 20 clients instead of trying to reach the thousands of people that were getting engaged every day. When I had this brain shift, it really changed everything because I was able to clearly communicate with those 20 couples that I actually needed, and I was able to lose that fear of losing reach on social media. I understood that I didn't need to reach all of my followers. I just needed to make sure that I was speaking directly into the lives of those dream clients. So when you think about the four different opportunities I shared that I'll recap for you in 1 minute, I want for you to really think about one, who is your ideal client? Two, how many ideal clients do you need to have this year in order to reach your revenue goals? And three, how can you make sure that you are strategically working your free marketing abilities in order to get in front of those people? So number one, leveraging social media. Instead of sharing work for your peers, how can you focus on sharing content that your dream clients are going to love? As a wedding photographer, I started to understand that maybe those crazy artsy shots weren't what my potential clients wanted to see. Maybe they wanted to see a bride laughing with her bridesmaids and imagine themselves and their best girlfriends in that moment. Maybe I needed to stop using the same words that my peers were using and tell stories that my potential brides would envision me sharing their own story. Number two, starting and growing an email list. Man, when you have a new idea or a new product to sell, the first thing that you want to do is jump on social media and start screaming in your awkward, weird, salesy marketing voice. I can't caution you enough to not do that. Instead, provide different invitations for people to opt in to what you're doing. Be strategic. Think of the big picture. How can you serve people before you ever have something to sell? When you approach things like email lists, coming at it from a place of service, people are going to be ready to buy when it comes time to sell. Just remember Drew's story when he was starting out with his very own business. Starting and growing an email list from the very beginning is one of the best ways that you can undoubtedly reach your dream clients every time you hit send on a new email. Number three, sharing your resources and getting published. I would love for you to make a list of places that you would love to be published on. Look around in your industry and see what opportunities are out there for you. You just have to reach out. Start creating content that can help share your message with the right audiences and help other people create content that their readers are going to love. Don't be afraid of hearing no. I can tell you right now, you are going to hear it time and time again, but no is not always a negative, and no is not always forever. It could just be no, not right now. I challenge myself every wedding season to get at least a few weddings featured on different platforms so that my reach is a lot wider and so that my clients can see I am going the extra mile to showcase their beautiful wedding days. Focus on the clients that you can serve and make sure your messaging is speaking directly to the right people so that when you are submitting your work, you're not screaming to the masses, you're whispering to those exact clients you're hoping to find. And lastly, encourage your past clients to do the talking. If you have not collected testimonials in the past, this is the time to do it. The time is now. There is a free guide in the show notes to understand how to use testimonials in your business to further your messaging and to share the word. And trust me, their words are going to resound way stronger and louder than you could ever do about yourself. Reach out to those clients, continue serving them long after you've performed the service or delivered the product, and continue to foster that relationship so that you consistently stay front of mind with them. When you get an awesome testimonial, use it everywhere that you possibly can. Share the good news, share the excitement, and let their words do the talking. I cannot tell you how powerful that can be within your business. Marketing, it doesn't always have to cost you money. It just has to be backed with a sound strategy and a clear end goal. Every single piece of content that you publish or share is considered marketing. So how are you sharing your value, getting your work out there, and helping people to fall in love with you? I truly, truly believe that people buy into people before they buy into products or services. So if you are looking at a marketing budget of $0, I want for you to really challenge yourself to start with creating intentional content and sharing you more confidently with the people who have already chosen to follow you. Trust me, if you serve them well, they will keep coming back, and each time they will bring their friends. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the Gold Digger podcast. As always, it is such a joy to get to spend time with you in your earbuds throughout your day. If this podcast has given you any new business insights or changed your world or even just inspired you a little bit, I would absolutely love to hear about it. Go to iTunes and leave a review. I read every single one of them, and I cannot tell you how much it touches my heart to hear from you. Trust me, this podcast is a pure labor of love in sharing all of my biggest and best business tips, and hearing from you, the listeners, means more than you will ever know. Again, if you pop into iTunes and leave a review, I read every single one, and it really adds fuel to my fire as I continue to encourage you to chase your biggest goals. Until next time, friends, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I will talk to you super soon.
Thanks for listening to Gold Digger. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, you gold-digging dream chaser, you.